From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Final Iran nuclear agreement deadline may slip. A senior U.S. administration official says Iran nuclear negotiators may not make a June 30th deadline for a final agreement. The officials and negotiators are expected to at least be close to an agreement. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Vienna, Austria, Friday, where talks have been underway. Islamic State fighters launched two major attacks in northern Syria on Thursday, a French offensive on the Kurdish-held border city of Kobani, and a push into government-held areas in the mostly Kurdish town of Hasaka. The attacks came after IS suffered a series of recent setbacks in northern Syria against Kurdish forces. Still no end to the Greek financial crisis. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras held Thursday's round of talks with Greece's creditors in Brussels in hopes of achieving a bailout agreement to save his country from default next week. Here is Greek Finance Minister Yanis Varoufakis.
Interestingly, several colleagues disagreed and criticized not only our text, but also the text of the institutions. And we decided as a Eurogroup that we shall continue our deliberations.
Greece must make an almost $2 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund by next Tuesday. A Greek debt default raises chances Athens will leave the 19-member Euro currency union and some warn the European Union as well. Nigeria's new president will be meeting with President Barack Obama next month to discuss the fight against militant group Boko Haram and other crucial issues. The White House says Mr. Obama will host President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House on July 20th. This is VOA News. Pakistan rejected allegations its spy agency was behind this week's attack against Afghanistan's parliament that killed two people and wounded 30 others. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The Afghan Intelligence Service alleges an officer of Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence, ISI, facilitated Monday's Taliban bomb and gun attack on the parliament in Kabul. In a statement, the National Directorate of Security also claims the car bomb used in the assault was manufactured in the Pakistani city of Peshawar. But speaking in Islamabad Thursday, Foreign Ministry spokesman Qazi Khalilullah dismissed the charges as nothing new and reiterated Pakistan's determination to strengthen cooperation with the neighboring country in all fields. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
South Africa says it may withdraw from the International Criminal Court after controversy rose over its refusal to arrest Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on genocide charges. Government spokesman made the announcement Thursday after a cabinet meeting, saying a withdrawal would be a last resort after a review is made of the guidelines for the International Criminal Court. Russian President Vladimir Putin called President Obama to discuss continued tensions in eastern Ukraine and various areas of concern in the Middle East. The White House said President Obama told Mr. Putin that he needs to remove all troops and equipment from Ukrainian territory. Mr. Putin, who's consistently denied backing the pro-Russian rebels in Ukraine, initiated the phone call Thursday. A big victory for President Obama. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld his signature health care law. The High Court voted 6-3 to affirm the legal status of the Affordable Care Act, more popularly known in the United States as Obamacare. White House correspondent Luis Ramirez has more on Thursday's decision.
Signing a national health care law that would guarantee coverage for all Americans was a cornerstone of Mr. Obama's bid for the presidency 7 years ago. Now, the Supreme Court's ruling means that law has survived yet another challenge.
So this was a good day for America.
With many Americans who were previously excluded from health plans because of pre-existing conditions now covered, the president said he believes there can be no doubt the law is working and described it as part of the fabric of America that cannot be undone. Luis Ramirez at the White House.
The U.S. State Department's yearly report on human rights says 2014 was marked by the suffering and abuse of many people around the world. In the report released Thursday, Secretary of State John Kerry pointed to terrorist groups who exploit religious divisions to advance totalitarian ideology. Secretary Kerry also mentioned the government of Syria, which he said was responsible for human suffering and abuse. The report also criticized Russian restrictions on freedom of expression and politically motivated prosecutions. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.